This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Mexico's incoming government says it does not plan to assume the role of a safe third country for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. after Andrés Manuel López Obrador is sworn in as president December 1st. Incoming Interior Minister Olga Sánchez said in a statement Saturday that there was no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. The Washington Post newspaper had reported Saturday that the Trump administration won support from the president-elect's team for asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims move through U.S. courts. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeted late Saturday, migrants at the southern border will not be allowed into the United States until their claims are individually approved in court. We will only allow those who come into our country legally. Other than that, the policy is catch and detain. Meanwhile, Tijuana, Mexico's mayor Friday had declared a humanitarian crisis because of the influx of thousands of migrants from Central America. The Trump administration has presented the government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained as caring, safe places. But as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the reality can be quite different.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Doctors warn that detaining children for long periods of time can be traumatic, particularly for those who have undertaken long, dangerous journeys fleeing violence and poverty. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.